Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to American Statesman Blog Talk Radio, the place where it's all about duty, honor, country, and one nation under God. And yes, we are one nation under God. We hope we will continue to be blessed, but there are times when I say, why would God bless us after what we have done to our country? Well, we're going to talk about that tonight, but first we're going to get started with the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And if you don't say the pledge from time to time, please do. And the same for the American Creed. We need to remind ourselves we are one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we are a republic. So, excuse me. So, you know, do that. And if you have younger kids in the house, have them do it too. Let them know there's nothing wrong with being an American. It's actually a pretty good thing instead of the insanity of what we have out there all over the place. Tonight, as I put out there, it's the State of Our Union and the Election 2022. Open mic night. Feel free to call in and chime in on some of your thoughts. Karen, Sean will probably join us a little bit later. She's not going to be able to make it right at the start here. But I'm sure there's plenty of you that have some thoughts. I put together just a list of different things to discuss, which come down to how we got here, what's going on with our country, what's it going to take to save it, or are we going to fall to the likes of communist China? We're at a very interesting place in time. When you want to talk about history, we are making history one way or another. We're either going to save our country and the United States will stand, or we will fall, maybe partially fall, maybe split. So it's history's in the making, one way or the other. And, of course, I know what I would like. I would like that we would continue to be the United States of America as we are today. However, if we have to lose a few, let that West Coast drop off into the Pacific Ocean out there. And Washington State, Oregon, California, let them go be their own new world, because it seems like a lot of people are fleeing those states these days, or they're in the process of actually changing leadership in the in their own state legislatures and governor's races and things like that, gubernatorial. So a lot of things going on out there, and the question is, where will we be a year from today? Where will we be a year after this election? And are we going to be on the road to recovery and saving our country, or are we on the road to some type of fall of this country or restructuring of this country? What is going to happen? Now, tonight, I went ahead and I picked good old Ben Franklin to share a couple of his quotes, and it's really interesting. The founders, were wise and had a lot of wisdom. We really need to pay more attention, because they have fought the battle. They knew what was going on. They've tried to tell us. They've tried to educate us. But it's like with anything, if you don't experience it firsthand, you don't always truly appreciate what it is. So this is just, like I say, if you have any quotes from the founders that you like, feel free to share them. Okay, tricks and treachery are the practices of fools that don't have brains enough to be honest. Okay, sounds about right with the people who are playing all the games with us. They're not decent enough or smart enough to be honest, so they got to do all the other stuff. Only a virtuous people are capable of freedom. As nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. Now, see, to me, this is just, you know, this, as nations become corrupt and vicious, they have more need of masters. And this is what you see with all the crime in the streets. They're trying to destroy this so that we have to have more masters, so we don't have the freedom that we're supposed to have and what we want. Yeah, see, little minds think and talk about people. Average minds think and talk about things and actions. Great minds think and talk about ideas. And here's another one of my favorites. Security without liberty is called prison. And that's where we're heading if we're already halfway imprisoned. The real test was how willing were we to give up that liberty for that security, and what did COVID show us? Some people, some of us are ready to be imprisoned, but I'm not. I didn't go along with it. Okay, let's see here. Yeah, I thought I had one other one. Okay. Freedom is not a gift bestowed upon us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and nature. Read that one more time, because this is what we have to remember. These morons in public office don't seem to get. Freedom is not a gift bestowed upon us by other men, but a right that belongs to us by the laws of God and nature. And think about laws of God and nature. Natural law. Does anybody know what that is? So anyway, that's that. Let's go over, speaking of natural law, Merriam-Webster's dictionary apparently is going out there to change or modify the definition of female. And apparently they have now added, this is online, of course you won't see this in all the printed books at this point, but they'll start doing that at some point, I guess. Having a gender identity that is opposite of a male. Excuse me. So that is what the new Merriam-Webster dictionary says female is. It adds it on as a second, you know, the two definitions. Having a gender identity that is opposite of a male. So if you were born a male, but you think you're a female, you're a female. There's that God and natural law stuff that doesn't matter. Insane. The other thing, BlackRock. Anybody that's listened to this show and anybody that's paying attention at all to what's going on, BlackRock being one of the mega financial companies out there in the world, investors, they are the ones playing all the games with ESG, trying to take away your houses and control the way you live, et cetera, et cetera. They have lost like $1 billion from the GOP treasurers where they've moved money. I was being told, or I heard on one of the shows today, is they've been downgraded. Their stocks have been downgraded, which is really good for us, those of us who believe in freedom and not ESG. And then, let's see, back in July, they lost $1.7 trillion. And then, if you're on my email list and you got the information about the show tonight, I put some extra links out there because I couldn't fit them all on the show page. When it comes to the Federal Reserve, if you're not really familiar with it, don't know a lot about it, you really need to go listen to Ron Paul and then also the book The Creature from Jekyll Island to understand how it's really a private entity, but it says federal, so people think it's federal, you know, kind of deal. But Ron Paul goes into it. He's a constitutionalist like you wouldn't believe. I've been listening to Ron Paul for years, especially when it comes to the money, the gold standard and the Fed. And on the one of the when he was on a Senate hearing, a House hearing committee, he was talking about how the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional. The act that created the Federal Reserve needs to be removed. It needs to be repealed. They have no constitutional right to create such a central bank. Think about that. Think about what the Federal Reserve does. And remember, it was Jefferson that warned us that a central bank was more dangerous than an army, an enemy army coming after us. It's not the exact quote, but that was the point. And think of what the Federal Reserve is doing to us now, how it's destroying this economy, along with the help of some of the other crazy things that Biden and the communists are doing, Democrat communist. That was another thing I got mentioned on one of the shows today, is something about the Democrat Party is in the process of trying to change their name. After this election, before the next one, they'll probably have some kind of new name or something they're going to try to call themselves, because they've been flagged as truly a Marxist communist regime anymore. Let's see. Last week we talked about the Convention of States. It was an excellent discussion. Hopefully you got a lot out of it. We will definitely be having more of them. And just share information with others, let them understand it, and let's make sure we do what we can to prevent that convention of states. I truly, it's based on what I already believed, and nothing last week changed my opinion of it. The convention of states is a bigger risk. We need to go back to the Constitution. If we want to identify what's really wrong with the Constitution, we can go through the other process, through the Congress. We do not need to have a convention of states. Let's see, the other, if you go out on the show page, blogtalkradio.com, American Statesman, go out there. I have one of the upcoming shows is the Battle of Athens. Now, I've actually done shows on this in the past. It's been a couple of years. But if you want to take a look at election fraud, some history about election fraud, you need to learn on this. I put a bunch of links out there on that page. You can obviously do a search on the Battle of Athens and see this was in Tennessee back in 1946 where they basically hijacked the ballot box, the crooks did, the fraudsters, and went out there and came up with their own decision of what was in there. And then there was some veterans that actually went in and took the ballots back and counted them and had an honest count on it. But it was very interesting when you think of how back in 1946 they corrupted the ballot box back then too. And it was the people who went in and took the ballot box back, the veterans. So if you're not familiar with it, you really ought to go listen to it and do some research on it. Battle of Athens. Election fraud isn't new. The technology is what has made it newer. And can we really protect ourselves with that technology, or do we go back to the paper ballots and the manual counting and whatever else? It sounds like a complicated process, or, you know, some people are more concerned, but I think we have to. We must, and we also have to remember that we have the right to watch and witness the counting of the votes. That's part of the Constitution. I'd have to bring up the specific article on it, but we have the right to witness the counting of the votes. And this is why the joke or comment, whatever you want to call it, has come out. It's not who casts the vote, it's who counts the vote. There could be nothing more true than that on 2020 election. It's not who casts the vote, it's who counts the vote. And taking that in, and because not only did they have fraudulent casting of fraudulent ballots, with the 2,000 mules and all that stuff, where they were obviously many fraudulent ballots, but it was the technology that, oh, wait a minute, we have to shut the system down here because something isn't adding up right. And then all of a sudden all the numbers start changing, where you literally see the numbers change online on the cable news ones that were posting the numbers out there and stuff like that. So that's another thing we have to take care of. And we know they're going to try to do it this time, but the only thing is there's going to be so much scrutiny and people watching over. It'll be interesting to see how they try to corrupt the election this time. And this goes back to the expression about the same thing that makes you strong will also make you weak. Technology has made us strong in many ways. It's done many things for us, but it also can harm us with the wrong people and the wrong motivations. And technology is what's caused part of this problem. Even though it was nothing to do with that kind of technology back in 1946, and it was still done, but it was a lot easier to recover, to go out there and prove the corruption and the fraud than what it is today because of the technology. And it has not been a good thing. Let's see, what else here? Let's see, I had a couple other things here. COVID update. I'm going to be doing another show in a couple weeks about, going over, it's really been the attack of COVID, the battle of COVID, what are you going to call it? Because COVID really has been an attack on us and the world. It had nothing to do with a stinking virus. Had everything to do with destroying an election, taking down an election, taking down a president, Trump, moving towards the Great Reset, and also depopulation, genocide. That's what COVID's about. And we're going to have another show on it because we just recently were hearing in the past week where now Pfizer is out there openly admitting, oh, we never tested it. No. And, you know, this is what kind of gets me with the loons on the left who hate Trump so much. If they had any sense, they would actually be out there blaming Trump for the vaccine which right now it looks like they still support. I think it's all kind of bizarre to me. After everything we have seen with COVID and what it's done to people, the harm and the fraudulent nature of this vaccine and all this other stuff, which isn't really a vaccine, and all this other stuff, it's the perfect thing for them to attack Trump on with the warp speed thing, you know, Operation Warp Speed. It was a crazy. They have this opportunity to really come down on him for being promoting it, because he promoted, we're going to fast track this. Well, the only way you fast track a vaccine is if you don't test it. And here they didn't do any testing by what they said, what their last reporting. So how is it really going to just throw medicines out there and see? Now, Trump someplace in, during his administration had the right to try. And for anybody who was terminally ill and or they wanted to experiment or try something that was not approved and fully tested because they felt like they had no other options, they could do that, and that's perfectly okay. That's not a mandate. That's not a fraudulent vaccine that you're going to give to millions and billions of people around the world. It was a whole different story, and I support. If people with terminal illness and there's nothing approved, I believe you should have the right to try or do, you know, whatever they can offer. But that's nothing with what happened with COVID. And they are killing the young people. They're killing the future generations, and they're killing young people. And right now, I mean, it's just it's despicable. So that's another thing. And we will have more of an update on that one. And, again, the CDC and the FDA and Pfizer, I mean, they're all a bunch of liars. And that's why we have to shut down these stupid quasi-governmental agencies. These people are not elected by us. They have no loyalty to us. They get a heck of a lot of money from all their special interests and Big Pharma and whoever else, and they facilitate the killing off of people. It's just, it's terrible. We can't allow that. Then once again, if anybody saw, there was one segment where Biden was at some event, and once again, he has to smell the girl's hair, and you know, him and these young girls. Why do these idiots let him get anywhere near a young girl? I don't know. The guy's a pervert. You probably saw some videos on that one. Let's see. Then also the other, Glenn Beck has been advertising that they're going to have some special deal on election night, and I can only imagine what that's going to be like. So I'm planning on following. That's where I will watch my election coverage. It's going to be The Blaze, I guess, or Glenn Beck, wherever he's going to have the podcast or something going on. The other thing, which will be a topic of another show here in the near future, excuse me, November 9th and 10th, right after this election, right after, and assuming, and again, this is a big assumption, it's assuming that the Republicans take back the House for sure and maybe the Senate, we the people, if you want to save this country, if you want to remain a somewhat free country, we're not totally free these days, that's for sure, but if you want to try to restore the Constitution and get back to what we're supposed to be, then immediately after this election, once we see the outcome of it, excuse me, we are the ones who have to have those letters ready. Have a draft of a letter that you want or whatever, and I would say not only doing things online and sending stuff that way, but flooding the postal service. The same letter to every single Republican or independent representative or senator elected, saying, here, I don't care what your agreement was, your contract with America, whatever they're calling it now. There's some other commitment to America, I think is what they're calling it. Here's what you better do if you're going to save this country and if you want to even think of getting elected in 2 years. Of course, if they don't do it, we probably won't have an election in 2 years, but for the sake of the discussion, we'll assume there's going to be an election in 2024. But the whole point is we have got to hammer them, flood them with phone calls, letters, emails, every single bit of it with these issues. And that's not just one issue. Again, that's why I would say right now, what the issues that are critical to you, which, there's a handful of them that are so desperate, the border, the education, the financing, the fuel, the insanity of fossil fuels, the insanity of California being a second federal government to us, all these things that are going on right now, you really need to draft that master letter. Don't put any name on it. I mean, you can use it, and then you can address it to, redo it over and over again to each representative or senator and or senator, and be ready. go buy a roll of stamps or have one of those devices so that you can have all that postage out there, because we need to bombard them. And when I say the mailing, don't just mail it to Washington, D.C. You got to mail it to their local offices. You got to hit them with it in every direction. Let them know we're out here and we are peacefully challenging them to do the right thing. And if they don't do it, then that's what's going to happen. In 2024, the fall of the country will be finalized. Not that they're going to get everything solved this time. We know that's not going to happen, because you still have a Biden up there in the White House, or whatever, progressive, communist, whatever, in the White House. So there's going to be a limit to what they can do. But we have got to tell them we are not going to sit here and watch them do like they did with Obamacare and everything else. The Republicans had the chance to get rid of Obamacare. They didn't. And if this next Congress comes in, if they have control, the Republicans have this control, and they do nothing, there will be no Republican Party. There will be a new MAGA party for 2024. Excuse me. And maybe call something else beside MAGA, but the Republican Party won't be around for 2024 if come the first year. This time next year, those Republicans haven't done anything. That's when the new party gets formed. That's when there will not be a Republican Party for 2024. People are fed up with their uselessness, fed up with the communist, like Mitch McConnell. I personally believe Mitch McConnell is a communist. He's definitely married to one. And you have to ask Trump, why did you align yourself with a couple of communists? Why did you put this lady in as your Secretary of Transportation and her connections with communist China? I don't know what his idea was. I don't know what he was thinking. And with Mitch McConnell, yeah, you can give him credit for having done something with the Supreme Court. But Mitch McConnell is really a communist. I mean, watch what he does when he is married to a communist. What are you people doing? It's just disgusting. It's sick. Let's see. The other thing on the email that I sent out, kind of jumping around here, which I kind of knew I wouldn't end up doing today. On the email I sent out, I put a link to AMAC. They have got this excellent article about the Great Reset and ESG and stuff. If you get a chance, go out there to take a look at it. Very informative and a very easy to understand when it's what this is all about stuff. So if you haven't read it, I would suggest that you go there. If you're on the email, you get the link on the email I sent out. The other vote on Election Day, now Trump has been saying this, but a lot of us are very much in agreement. The fraud will be less if you vote on Election Day. You go, first off, if they've played games with your ballot, somebody else already voted in your behalf because of the games they were playing with the mail-in ballots and stuff. When you go to vote in person on Election Day, if there's anything wrong, you got to call it out as fraud. If they say you already voted, it's fraud. So it's really important. They cannot manipulate the election nearly as much if you vote on Election Day. So please try to do your best to vote on Election Day. If you can't, do whatever you have to do to make sure that you're the one who votes for you and not somebody else. So that's one other thing there. And we'll talk a little bit, the Gates Foundation, I got that listed out there. Can you imagine the Gates Foundation is now giving millions to the UN to come out with a digital ID? They want to survey us all. They want to know what we're doing every bit of the time. They want to be able to control where we spend our money. This is serfdom, people. This is serfdom. And that's really so disgusting. The likes of a Bill Gates, this country that gave him everything, gave him this power, now he uses it against us. He's out there determined that we're not going to eat meat. He buys up all this farmland, which should be illegal. That's another thing, you know, we don't believe in monopolies. There's something seriously wrong when this one individual is owning up this much land. And it's going to be a little bit tough to go out there and say, when you have freedom, you have the right. You don't have the right to own the country. You don't have the right to control the food. And this is stuff that's happening all over the place. Excuse me. It's just really disgusting, and we have to do something about it. And, again, I can't stress enough, this election is so you know, we all get here. It's the most important election of the whatever. I really believe this is a turning point to say, have the American people said, no, we will not comply. We will reject your communist takeover of this country. And we're here to stand up and oppose it. And let them be the ones who start the fight. They've already allowed an invasion, which is another thing these Republicans better do something about. An invasion is called treason. We better make sure we understand what treason is, because right now it looks like a lot of people don't seem to know. Let's see. Let me go out here. I'm going to back up over and give you another couple of quotes here from good old Ben. Being ignorant is not so much a shame as being unwilling to learn. Okay, this, the U.S. Constitution, is likely to be administered for a course of years and then end in despotism. When the people shall become so corrupted as to need despot government being incapable of any other. Is that not where we are today? Okay, and let's see if I... The founders, just there's so many quotes that are so true to what's happening to us. Okay. Beware of little expenses. A small leak will sink a great ship. How does that sound with what we see going on today? How does that sound? Okay, let's see. The best of all medicines is resting and fasting. Don't see anything about a COVID vaccine in that one. Either write something worth reading or do something worth writing. This one I really like, common sense one. Common sense without education is better than education without common sense. I can agree to that too. Okay. Let's see. And I see you out there, Nathan. I will be with you in just one moment. Let me check one other thing real quick here. As like I say, tonight we're going to just talk about whatever's on anybody's mind and how we got here. I put the first thing I do have on the list is the Declaration of Independence. And before the night's over, we're going to go through why we declared independence, why we fought for independence to begin with. And when we go down that list, think about, gosh, did we have this right today? Did we solve this problem, or are we back where we started? And there's so many things on that declaration where it's like we need to declare independence again because we don't have these rights. They have taken away so many of these rights, like as we had what we fought for to begin with. Okay, and let's see. There was one other. Okay, well, anyway, we're going to go down this list. I'm not planning on going straight down the list at all. We're going to jump around, and I've already talked on some of these things. So, again, realizing where we are today. And the other piece, when you're doing that letter to these representatives and senators, the ones that were supposed to be electing because they're going to save the day, that they actually believe in the Constitution and these kind of things, the very, very specific things have to be about Homeland Security. Claire, we already know, technically the states have the rights to defend themselves, even though we have some weak governors, like unfortunately Abbott. He's done okay, but Abbott should have been going out there declaring the invasion. And Carrie Lake, hopefully she gets elected into Arizona and will do it because the federal government's not doing it. And when the, whatever you want to call Biden, commander-in-chief, whatever, when promotes the invasion, promotes the takedown of this country. That is treason. And they better do something about it. They better do something. These Republicans, it's the only way to have any chance of saving this country. Of course, I already know part of what Nathan's going to say, and I'm going to clear it up before he even says it. My total faith in the Republicans doing this, the majority of them, the likes of a Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy, there's plenty of them out there I don't have a whole lot of faith in. I have to hope that there's a few that will really be more adamant about this. We know there's some, the Matt Gaetz, that are out there. And Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's another one out there. There's others. We know there are some strong players out there who genuinely believe in this country, in this Constitution, who genuinely believe in what Trump was attempting to do, who will go out there and fight that we have the right to have either an electric car or a combustion engine. We ought to have the choice. And by the way, it doesn't matter. The electric car is not going to take – you can't go and replace all the diesel fuel farm equipment in a country that's actually trying to starve its people by blocking things for the farms, paying farmers to not grow stuff, and, of course, you know, the likes of a Gates taking over, buying up all these ranches and killing and slaughtering the cattle so that you can't have meat. This is all so sick. And if these Republicans can't figure a way to address it, then the country's over, but so will their party. There will be no Republican Party for 2024 if they don't do something to take some very serious action on things that are the most basic fundamental rights of this Constitution. We have to do that. And if they're not going to do that, I don't know. I just don't know if we have any kind of chance. We've talked plenty of times on here. There's many of us that think it may be beyond hope. I still have a prayer. I'm still saying a prayer for this country every day. I pray throughout the day, dear Lord, help us. Because I believe there's more good than evil in this country. But there's a heck of a lot of evil we have to overcome. We have got to understand the treasonous evil people within. We have the enemies from within. Excuse me. And this is how other empires have fallen in the past. And the other part in that letter, I started to say this a minute ago, we have to address the communist takeover of this homeland. How much does the Chinese Communist Party own of this homeland right now? What about them owning anything to do with the food supply? Let's talk about fentanyl. They're saying that more young people, I think they said the age of 18 to 45, are dying from fentanyl more so than the COVID ever did. So you cared about COVID killing people, but you don't care about fentanyl that's coming from communist China? Are you people sick? Are you just evil? Are you selfish? Are you greedy? How much are you making off of this? It's sick. Excuse me. It's so sick. And we're depending on having enough decent, ethical, I don't want to use the word holy, but God-fearing people in that Congress to help clean up some of this mess at the top. But the other part is you have to do it at the state level, too. You have to do it at the local level. It's not strictly up there, but right now we know the masters of D.C. have done so much to destroy this country. But it couldn't have happened if you didn't have state governors and state legislatures who let it happen too. It's all related. And we can save it, but it's going to be a lot of work. It's not going to happen on its own. It's up to us. We the people failed to do our job. We the people were too worried about watching a stupid football game or other activities, which, you know what? If you, for the same amount of time you spend on taking your kid to watch to play football or baseball or whatever it may be, those kind of things, and sitting there watching a Super Bowl game, if you just equate the same amount of time that you spend on that to teaching a little bit of history and understanding what the Constitution is and taking them to a public meeting and understanding what a public hearing is, understanding that they got a role in this, that they're not just a serf, that they have a responsibility. If you would take the same amount, the individuals who spend all the time in front of the sports TV nonsense, same amount of time you spend there, spend teaching your kids the other stuff, we'd be a lot better off. But when your focus is getting drunk and watching sports games, then this is what happens. You signed off your rights to these people because you were told in school, through no fault of your own, you were brainwashed to a degree to say say that, well, I voted for so-and-so, and they're going to represent me, which also was one other thing. And then I will go to Nathan. The one other thing is the when it comes to, well, I'm not going to say this. It's up to us. It's ultimately up to us to take care of what's going on here. We cannot let these people continue to do this stuff to us. And ultimately, we're the ones who are responsible. Evil will flourish while good people do nothing. Evil will flourish while good people sit on their rear ends. And the other is, when you're talking to these people, don't call them congressional members. Don't say congressmen, congresswomen. Excuse me, congresswomen. I don't think I have COVID. Don't worry about it. I don't think you can get it over a phone line. Remind them what they are. They're representatives. They are representatives. That is something they don't seem to understand. With that being said, let me get Nathan on here and give him a few minutes. You're gonna have a few minutes to chat today because, again, it's open mic night. So, Nathan, how are you
so
doing, and what are you
pretty
thinking
good.
About?
Pretty good. I'm getting my therapy. You mentioned something earlier about how Trump let us down because of someone he chose to use to work with. But you got to keep something in mind. When Trump came in there, the Republicans had to get, you know how they say, keep your enemies close, but keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer so you can control them.
True.
Everybody in the Republicans had to surround Trump and get moved in on him real quick so that they could buckle him down. And that's part of why they were recommending Pence as his VP, you know, because they had to get on top of him, which, you know, that ain't good, but that's what I'm not taking up for him for anything he might have done or worked with, anybody he might have worked with, but I do have a hard time being convinced that the Republicans are the best way to do this. I contacted a candidate last week, and I was real impressed with him, but I told him I had one really thing that struggled in my conscience. He had on his site some people that endorsed him, and one of them was Ted Cruz. And when I was telling him about Ted Cruz and some of his record, and I just said, well, listen, instead of me sitting here trashing a man, let me send you his record. And then I went later that week and seen that he removed him off of his and the other two guys, and I didn't even talk about them, but he removed his endorsements, and he was real proud of it, but he didn't know that, and he didn't know his record.
Yep.
And you know, and I was thinking about W, and I can't remember the judge that he appointed. And I can't remember, and I've been trying to think of his name all day, but I guess old age is hitting my mind. But I remember, this is what I remember about, and I thought about W. In 2004, during the election, he made the statement to a reporter that he believed that one man and one woman is God's design for a marriage. And then he made the statement, I would not have a problem with the marriage amendment in the Constitution. Well, guess what? That woke people up. That got him to the polls. And then after the election, he asked somebody asked him about that marriage amendment in the Constitution. He goes, well, I believe in it, but it's not the federal government's job, not the U.S. Constitution. But if the citizens want to go across the states putting in marriage amendments, then I'm all for that. Well, they did that. But guess what? I can't remember the judge, but it was a judge he appointed that was the judge that sent the gay marriage case to the Supreme Court. Okay? And I'm sitting here today, and the reason I'm thinking about that, I hear my niece and my nephew, 7 and 8, got this big old yellow multiple rainbow thing and things out in front of their school on the marquees talking about this gender stuff, you know. My niece is telling me about this, and they're saying that this little girl came to school and told somebody else that her stepdad just, you know, did it to her, and so next thing you know, they're moving in on all that, and then I'm sitting here listening to this mess, and then I'm driving home, and I pass the school. We got two schools, an elementary and a middle school here. I pass by, and I said, see that rainbow thing, and celebrate your sexuality messages out there. This is kids. This is kids. And I thought of W, you know. W, you know, he wasn't who he said. Now, he himself personally, he reminds me of Bud Hedinger. Bud Hedinger talks conservative, but I believe that he really is and lives by those principles in his own life. But up here, he plays the games that we have to live by the policies, or either not live by them if we don't, we have to deal with them. And I just cannot find myself being convinced that this Republican is better than the Democrat, you know. And we got this girl, Gifford, however you pronounce her name, something another Gifford, whatever. It's kind of a weird name. I can't remember it. She's a Democrat. She's singing, you know, I'm tired of the Democrats. The Democrats left me. This ain't the party of Kennedy. Yeah, there you go. There you go. And you know what's really crazy? I went and looked at her record. You know, it's a game. She, as a Democrat congresswoman, is against Obamacare. She gave all her reasons for it. She's more conservative than the Republicans are, because 100% of the Republicans voted for Obamacare. You know? 100% of the U.S. Senate after his
take. To be honest, I mean, my parents were Democrats. They were from Massachusetts. My mother was a JFK Democrat, and that's what she is. She's a JFK Democrat. Kennedy could never get elected today. He would be so far. He would be so too conservative. He would never get it. But back in the day, that was what that was much more the liberal side of the thing. It's so true. It's so true. Correct.
But the thing is she's more conservative than the Republicans that she's just joined, and I'm hearing the Republicans are celebrating that, you know, she's coming over to our side because that's how bad the Democrats are. And I'm sitting there going, you lying fool. You lying fool. You're sitting
there.
She's
an independent, though.
Well, what we got is one party. It's got me and you down here at the bottom, Democrat and Republican, fussing with each other. They got us divided, but they are one party. And whenever I sent this guy some of Ted Cruz, you know.
Yeah. Well, I've never been a big fan of Ted Cruz. I caught him in Too Many Lies, and technically there was a big dispute as whether he was a natural-born citizen because of his Canadian heritage and all this other stuff. So there was all that other stuff. He's a good talker. He says the right thing at the right time, but what he actually does when you go and look at his vote is a whole other story. So I'm not any big Cruz fan either. But when it comes to Tulsi Gabbard, she a no-party affiliate is what I believe. The fact that she left the Democrat Party makes them say that she's come over to their side. She was to me, when I would listen to her, and that would be on the debates and stuff as well, to me she was very much a Kennedy Democrat. Which, of course, doesn't really exist. I mean, the Democrat Party is truly a communist party today. That's all it is. It's never been the best. I mean, it's had its own history. We won't go into all that tonight. But I believe she is true to what most Democrats are, maybe a little bit more to the right than the majority, but not the extreme of what this crazy Democrat Party is today. And I really do think it's going to be the fall. It's going to be the fall of the Democrat Party, and a very good chance it's going to be the fall of the Republican Party if these Republicans don't get off their whatevers. But the main thing, when it comes to the Republicans today, just like Charlie Crist, just look at Charlie Crist. He's the perfect example. You and I know this because we're here in Florida. But the Democrats ran as Republicans. The Democrats had the wisdom, if you want to call it that, to run as Republicans because they said, well, these people are stupid. They'll vote for a party. They don't care what I really do. I'll tell them, I'll just say everything that so-and-so said, then I'll run as a Republican, then they'll elect me, then I get in there, and I'll do a Mitch McConnell turnaround, and then I'll be the communist Democrat that I really am. That's what they've done. And
well,
I do have another
caller
out there. Keep going, though. You can continue.
Okay, I'm going to finish this up and go. In 2010, I was all for the Tea Party, but when the Republicans jumped out in front, and they were the ones on the stage after their buses started touring the Tea Parties, and they changed the message to hold the Republicans' feet to the fire. Okay, I said right then, that, and I've said it on different shows, I said it then, the Republican Party is over. It is over. And you know why I know it's over? They got reelected. They proved they were better politicians than the citizens. And guess what? Everything that the Tea Party movement rose up for has become policy. So you know, I can't pretend that if we get more Republicans because of one thing, I see their record. I go and look at it, and I hear them saying. And it'd be one thing, you know, to say, you know, I had to do this for this reason, and I know that's the reason I voted. But they're out there telling me, you know, if the color was blue that they needed to vote for, and they're sitting there saying, yeah, we voted for blue, but they voted for green. You know, you're sitting here talking to me like I ain't got no sense. I can't trust a man that lies to me.
Well, and I mean, they know they can get away with so much of it because of the games that the media plays. I mean, the media is a big part of the virus. The media is the virus routine. And that's another thing that has to be addressed. What is going on with this? There are these federal communication, the regs for the networks, news networks, and they're supposed to be supporting and promoting the public interest. You can't go and lie about stuff and say you're supporting the interest. So things like that have to be called out, but nobody wants to do it. And that's the other, if you're too coward that you don't have the backbone to do it, then, you know, it's over. It will be over without some other form of another revolution or something.
I'll close with this and hang up. Back whenever they had the CPAC here in Orlando a few months ago, the governor said that right now we got in the state of Florida 2 million more voters than the Democrats. And I called his office and I said, you forgot to look at the no party affiliates. This is what it looks like here in Orange County. 41% is Democrat, 25% is Republican, 31, almost 32. It'd be probably 32 in another week because people are leaving the Republican Party. That's a lot of no's you need to talk into holding. Okay? So there's the people.
And they're leaving both parties. There's people leaving the Democrat Party, too. They're leaving both parties. But, yeah, the no-party affiliates are the one that get totally ignored and rejected, which is a big part of the problem we have here. Which I'm depending that you're going to help me as I work on some stuff after this election, because here in Florida, people get elected in primaries. I don't think anybody should be elected in a primary. And because of the way they play the games, the closed primaries, no-party affiliates get left out of a lot of stuff without it being fair.
Because we got a two-party system and the primary. See, I'm a no-party affiliate. And all I got on my absentee ballot for the primary is local school races and judges. I don't get the vote. And this year, and I've done it every year, I write a letter to the governor and the Division of Elections letting them know from the Constitution they violated my right to vote in the primaries. And then I found out afterwards Dr. Tolbert copied and pasted the letter and sent it certified mail to the U.S. Supreme Court. I said, wow, I'd be neat if they did read that. But I went through the whole entire election process and how it's supposed to look. But anyway, I'm going to hang up and keep listening.
Okay, bye. Thank you, Nathan. And I'll be going to the other caller in just a second. Just a follow-up, because I lived in Orange County, Florida, the majority of my life. It's only been a year that I've not been there. It's closed primaries for the state offices and the federal offices and that stuff. But in the county, Orange County, the commission and the mayor, those are technically still nonpartisan, and the school board are nonpartisan. So you can vote in those. But the thing is, somebody can get elected in those, and nobody should be able to be elected in those. If there's only two candidates, it should go to the general, which it's supposed to do. And I don't care that somebody gets 51%, whatever. The two top contenders would go to the general. Nobody should be elected in a primary, my own opinion. I just don't think that's kosher to do that. And the other thing that frequently happens, well, the other person just dropped. Okay, well. Nope. I was just about to click the button for him. I'll call if you want to get back in here. Go ahead and call. The I was saying about the county. everybody, the other thing that happens on these primaries, and they do this because they know not the same participation doesn't happen. They go and slip referendum items on them. They do this all the time. It's so evil and corrupt that they would do this. I don't know why they play. Well, we know why they play the games. It's all about power and control. They don't. It's the nature of the beast. Humans, if we do not have a religious, moral society, we cannot be a free society. It's really quite simple. And, okay, well, looks like I have another caller out there now. The other caller, if you want to call back in, I mean, I know Sooner was about to click on the button and they dropped, but I do see another caller out there, and let's see, we'll get, I'm going to, I have psychic powers. I believe this person's name is Joe.
Joe, you mean psycho? You mean psycho powers, Sally, not psychic, right?
Oh, psycho, psycho. That's that too. Yeah. I'm a psychic and psycho. Anyway,
you know, we should continue meeting like this, but just as soon as I got here, you start talking about, of course, like a lot of people who were patriots, about the importance about believing in God. Don't you believe in my religion called atheism? No, I guess not.
Well, let me see. Can you be an atheist and a Christian at the same time?
Absolutely.
I don't think so.
That kind of stumped you, didn't it? Here's why you can't. Because morality is not steeped in the Bible. Christian values are Christian values. The Ten Commandments are eternal. They're universal.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're a Catholic especially, so you can be an atheist, not believe in this almighty, all-powerful, and merciful God, but still believe in the existence, the power of goodness, integrity, and honesty. And why not?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And if you... Yeah, and why can't you have Christian values? I love Christmas.
So do I. And I love Christmas because I enjoy giving. Not the receiving,
I enjoy
the giving.
Oh, yeah. I enjoy Christmas because I love the receiving. See, we have a lot in common.
But, yeah, of course, not all atheists are out there to try to kill people. Atheists aren't. Now, I don't know of any communists that are Christians or God-fearing. I believe most communists are also atheists. That's kind of what I've heard along the way.
Oh, that's true.
But it's not to say that an atheist has to be a communist. It's the other way.
That's right. Exactly. All communists are atheists, but not all atheists are communists. So.
Right.
Again, it's just a very simple proposition which a lot of Christians don't believe in or understand about atheism or agnosticism, which is really what I am, because I believe it's possible to have a god, a triad, a bunch of gods, but the problem with me with the Christian God is that he's supposed to be all-powerful, all-knowing, all-good, all-merciful, and yet look at the shit we're in. And I don't want to hear about free will or God works in mysterious ways. That can be debunked very easily. Maybe one day you'll have a show talking about, the pros and cons and of Christianity. I'd be glad to be on that one.
Well, Dr. Tolbert, I'm sure he would love to have that discussion with you. So I think we can probably get that set up. We'll plan on doing that. I don't know if we'll do it before the election, but maybe around Christmas time we should have that very discussion.
Oh, that'll be good. Yeah. That'll be Dr. Tober. I know who Dr. Tober is. He's been on Barge Logic and other shows, so I know he's he believes he's a constitutional scholar as well.
He is. Yep. He's been on the show many times, and we'll get him back on here. It's been probably a couple months since he's been on now, but yes, he's excellent. He's an excellent patriot and a pastor. You know, he definitely knows the Bible and the Constitution, and the two can really go hand in hand together. But the whole point is, and as you say, it's You don't have to, being an atheist doesn't mean you're a communist. Many atheist people or agnostic people are decent, don't believe in going around killing people, don't believe in going and taking down a Wawa store and like this insanity of what's going on in Philadelphia and this kind of stuff. They don't believe in that stuff. The majority of them
exactly.
don't. But,
right.
you know, that's. But the and that is a person with a moral value. Whether you believe in God, whether you seek your moral values from God, or whatever that role, you know, and that's what it ultimately comes down to. What is your guiding light? Where do you seek strength from? And you know, then you know, I do believe in God. You know, what can I say? It's the only explanation I can have for this crazy world we're in. There's got to be a God that created it. And I, in my own case, I from time to time say. I think God had a weird sense of humor.
Well, it was a very strange sense of humor. Very weird.
Well, used to be, I think it was Gallagher who would make the joke about God. Why did God put all his hair on the on a man's head and then roll it down his back and things like that?
Yeah, and then he'd go and smash the watermelon. Yeah.
Exactly. So, anyway. No, I do believe when you go back to the core, why we're in this condition we're in today, because we have no, I mean, the sickness, all this stuff going on with these kids and the transgendering and all this, to me, it's so sick. It's disgusting. And when you say, how did this happen? How did we get to this level of disgust or whatever you want to call it? How much of it actually started because we removed God from schools? And it goes back to Bill Solinsky and that. How do you change a culture? If you're gonna take down the United States of America, you're not gonna go in there and just bomb them. And especially when we do have a Second Amendment, you're gonna have to take it from within. And that's what they've done. Taken over, bought out how many people in public office, and then
right.
they go in and under the guise of doing the right thing. Well, not you know. To say the Pledge of Allegiance, one nation under God, is violating the rights of these children. So we're going to take God out of school, and then that and the Bible used to be a mandatory reading. The Bible was actually approved for the schools years ago, but we're going to take that out. We're not going to have any underlying foundation or belief system, and little by little, it just destroys the other. The foundation, and little by little, you can go into what happened with Common Core and all the other stuff. Everything you think about education, what they've done to education, to change the moral culture of changing the whole culture of the society. So now that we're in a society that once didn't believe in killing people, I mean, you don't have the right to go kill people, but now you pretty much do. Well, I'll kill them and. Hey, if I'm in the right state, I'll go to a hearing. If they catch me, then they'll let me out, and I'll go kill a few more people. Then I'll go back, and they'll let me out again. I mean, the insanity of it all, how we have totally the destruction of the culture. Now, excuse me, like I said, not all atheists do this, but underlying, how did removing God from the schools and how did you change this whole culture to, as I think it was Michelle Obama who was saying, we have to change history. We have to rewrite history. We have to change the way we think of things. Well, yeah, go out there and you destroy the culture. How the culture, to me, it's the destruction of the culture, which has led us into total rejection of the Constitution. How many people totally reject the Constitution? And out of these people who do this, when you say, well, where would you rather live? Would you rather live in communist China, Russia, Ukraine? Where do you want to live? Canada? Mexico? Where would you be happier? They never have an answer. So it's all a way to undermine the culture so that you can destroy the country. I mean, that's my take. Your thoughts?
Hello?
Yep, are you there?
Oh. I didn't know if it was my phone or yours.
it must be. Well, I have to ask. Anybody else having a problem hearing me? Let's see.
Well, you're right about the plan to undermine the culture. I mean, it was. I think it was the name was the Church Committee, the Committee on American Activities, which with regards to the Communist Manifesto and their planks. They wanted to infiltrate the schools, get the minds of the children, take God out of schools. I don't believe he should have been in there. Just to mention a God. And let's not forget, there are plenty of Christians. For example, the mob, Irish mob, Catholic mob, will go to church on Sundays and kill on Mondays, and then go back on Fridays and Saturdays to get confession and start the cycle all over again. So there are a lot of people who have graduated from parochial schools, Jewish schools, Protestant schools, Catholic schools, who are thieves, embezzlers, arsonists, rapists, etc. So it's not just taking out of the word God in, that helped contribute to the undermining of the culture. There's been a number of reasons, mainly financed by, I believe, the Rothschilds, and using the communists as their scapegoats. People continue to look to the communists, China, Russia, as the ones that are our enemies, when in actuality, it's everybody. Everybody is susceptible to bribes, extortion, blackmail. If we weren't, then as George Carlin said, where are all the honest people to come in and right the wrongs of the dishonest politicians? Politicians
well,
come
I can actually,
same name.
I think I can answer that.
Okay.
One.
Okay.
Excuse me. Where are the honest? I mean, without a doubt, you know, go back to the same. People are sinners and whatever else. And giving in to temptation, the greatest greed and power, the root of all evils kind of stuff. However, if you get somebody that's, if you don't truly take over when it comes to this Congress as the example, if you don't have a tsunami kind of thing where you really push out a lot of the garbage, the communists who are in there, evil, greedy, whatever you want to call it, get rid of them so that you have a majority of honest people, then you don't have a chance. Because you can go in there. In fact, when I ran for office in Orange County, Florida, people would tell me I was too honest for the job.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be willing to do all these crooked deals. Yeah. I would have been alone in that environment. And that's what happens when you only get a few, and these people, they get into Congress, and then they, I believe there's a certain amount of brainwashing to themselves or convincing themselves that, well, I'm going to have to compromise. I have to compromise. If I want to get this done, I'm going to have to kind of go a little against what I totally believe here, what the people I support and represent believe, so that I can get this for them. Well, do they want me to cave in on this so that they can have this? Or we do this, and they, you know, all these different games. And then if you're not willing to play those kind of games, which is the Marjorie Taylor Greene routine, then you end up getting put in the corner. You're not allowed to be on the committees. They blackball you, basically, and alienate you. And until we get enough, and that's the part that's so difficult, or, you know, how many of them cave in to go along. But if you don't have a total clean slate to get something done, get the right stuff done. If you keep, you know, Nancy Pelosi should have been out of there a long time ago. These people have been in there. McConnell should have been out of there a long time ago. Last week we talked about the Convention of States that you don't need term limits. You have these things called elections. Well, this is where the election laws need to be fixed. Personally, I believe if you cannot vote, if you are not eligible to vote in our elections, you should not be supporting our elections. You should not be putting money into them because you don't have a voice in them. The other is these political action committees. Political action committees, in my own opinion, are just money laundering devices for the campaigns. They go out there, because of the games that we play on how much money is allowed to be given to a candidate, the exact same rules should be applying to these PACs. And then you have to have full disclosure of anybody giving money to these PACs. If a person calls up and says, I want you to send me a report today, they have to mail it to you. And they should all be readily available online that anybody can go out there and look and see who's given the money. So anybody that's going out there and putting $1 million into a PAC, that's money laundering. That's what it is. Call it what it is, money laundering. They could never do that. Excuse me. They could never put that much money directly into someone's campaign. They can play all these other games. So major reform of the PAC, and I think this is where the, what was the Supreme Court case, Citizens United Political Action Committee.
Oh, you mean, about the, calling corporations people or giving them the same rights as a person.
That too. A corporation is not a person. A corporation does not have voting rights. It's an entity. It's an entity to serve at for a business purpose. It's an entity, but it's not a human and it's not a voter. So giving rights to a corporation, the same rights to a corporation as a human, I'm sorry, that's stupid. And we know it was a conservative court that it would have, you know, the conservatives were supporting it. That's wrong.
Well, there's no such thing as a conservative or liberal. You get on the court, too many people have changed what the media has described them as, and we shouldn't even really know, nor should the judges on SCOTUS even have a priority. They should always be neutral and should always think of what did the founders want, because they wrote up the Constitution, they wrote it up for us, and it's up to the SCOTUS, in my opinion, to interpret it the way that the forefathers intended it to be interpreted. Now, of course, there's going to be debate about how we're going to do that. My own theory is that unless you actually not only read the Constitution, which is easy, but you have to read the Federalist Papers, the Anti-Federalist Papers, the public works of all the founders, the private letters of all the founders, have a debate, and publish your conclusions. All of that criteria has to be met in order for me to consider you a scholar. A lot of people think that they know the Constitution, but unless they've done that, they only think that what they know is 100% accurate, whereas they don't consider the other side, which also has some good evidence for what they believe in. But the problem is that people are very susceptible to what I've always said, bribery, extortion, blackmail. It's as simple as that. You can't bribe an honest man. But when an honest, like Harry Truman said, he's never met a person who was honest when they became a politician who was still honest when they left.
And that is true. All you got to do is, how can you be a congressional representative going in at one level in society and come out a millionaire? When was the last time somebody left Congress who wasn't a millionaire? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
It's so true. It's so true.
That's right.
Definitely.
So, I mean,
Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to bring up a little side note just for a minute. You're talking about a corporation as an entity, doesn't have the rights as a human being. Do you know, and I'm sure you probably do, about the talk about sex dolls and giving them rights so that they are human and you cannot do anything to your sex doll, which will be humanoid in the near future, as you would if you wanted to break up your TV or your toaster? You have no rights after that. That's interesting.
It's getting so sick, and this is kind of why you may not have heard at the very beginning when I was talking about technology. What technology done for us. The technology has done so many things. It made our lives better in so many ways, this communication and things like that. But the same thing that makes you strong will also make you weak. And that's what's happened. This technology and this lunacy of all, going to such an extreme. Here we're saying we're trying to make people so free. Well, you know, here in Florida, it's kind of interesting, actually, let me kind of back up here. I got out in California now, they've got some kind of referendum coming up on the pigs. They're trying to outlaw pigs and get rid of the pigs. Now, a few years back, those of us from Florida remember that Florida had a referendum and put the rights of pregnant pigs on the Constitution. Now, seriously, do the rights of animals belong on your state constitution? I say no. It was PETA was the group that was behind the referendum to get this thing. Pregnant pigs have the right to roam free, or they have to have so much space or whatever. Well, I'm all in favor of not having cruelty to animals. And that should have been if it wasn't already part of the state statutes, but it did need to be part of the state constitution. I don't believe pregnant pigs belong on a state constitution. I don't believe we should give pregnant pigs more rights than we give women. But that's kind of what happened here in the state of Florida. And then it was it this last election or the one before, where we did the same thing with dogs. Right now, dogs are considered property. They're not really, but we're changing all that too. So they put the rights of dogs, which we already had like 9 state statutes about abuse to animals and racing dogs and whatever else. And you know what? If you don't enforce those laws, it doesn't matter what you put in the state constitution. But there was no need to put the rights of dogs. So we're kind of going down this path of what you're talking about. Let's see. At what point are people going to start marrying their dogs or their rabbits or their pet alligator? The insanity of it all. But it goes to the same thing, and also the robotics. So what does it mean to be human anymore? Who knows? We're changing the definition.
You are not far away from that. If we don't know what the definition is of a man and a woman, boy and a girl, we will not know what the definition is of a human in the near future because of the power of brainwashing. Gen X, they are... not the millennials, but Gen X and Gen Y and all the youngsters 20, 25 years of age who have been brought up not to know what the Constitution is, not to know what the history is of the United States or the values, will be very, very susceptible to the brainwashing in the future of, firstly, we don't really know what a robot is, but now we do know what a robot is. We don't know what a human might be, but we do know. But maybe we don't know what they are together, and can they have children, and what will you call them? Because
I want to have a child. I want the child to be a girl and a boy together. Let them be transgender all in one. Let them be both. And then let them become the next president, whatever. I mean, you know, like you're ordering dinner. You're ordering a child like you're ordering dinner. I want this and this and this. And then what was the thing I'd seen recently? It's like, if you go to Touchpoint USA, they got a couple of good videos out there about the Great Reset, defeating the Great Reset and stuff. And it talks about an artificial heart. Okay, I mean, it's one thing to have a heart transplant or whatever, but they're going to go and have a gadget that's going to create a heart. So if you had a heart transplant, you wouldn't depend on having another human heart that was donated. You would have one created for you. Now, at the same time, we have the likes of a Bill Gates out there wanting depopulation, wanting to kill everybody. So it's kind of weird. It's like, well, wait a minute, you're going to have an artificial heart to keep me alive. At the same time, you're over here trying to kill us off. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. You know, it's all pretty nutty. It really is. And what does it mean to be human? But corporations, in my opinion, are not human. We really do need to define what human is because you're right. It's getting
That's
pretty scary
sad
out there.
That's a state of affairs if we have to define it. If we don't know what a human is, by the time
right
you're
now,
2 seconds old, ay, ay, ay.
Now, seriously, the question, today, if somebody wanted to marry their dog or their cat, what would happen?
Well, there's one woman who did marry her dog, either her dog or a pig or a horse. I forget which. It was about 4 months ago.
What's it read on the marriage license?
Yeah. And then pretty soon they'll have a debate about what is a cow, what is a horse, you know.
Anyway, I do have this list of topics on the show page. I don't know if you're looking at the show page right now.
I know.
There are some other
no.
issues.
Okay.
I talked about the Declaration. I haven't gone through the list, but I'll give you a choice of a couple things we can talk about. You go down on the Declaration for all the reasons why we wanted to declare independence. How many of them do we need to redeclare our independence because they've taken over those rights? The other is the Patriot Act. I mean, how much have we lost of our rights because of the Patriot Act? How that has harmed us right now for where we stand. We can talk about the ESG stuff. Climate change, it's nothing but a hoax. And it irks me to no end. This is where, you know, going along with Nathan and what these Republicans do. Why are the Republicans not telling the truth about the climate change hoax? Because if anybody would go out there and look at the truth about what happens with what it costs to the climate, to the environment, to the climate to make an electric car, not to mention the cost, compared to a regular combustion engine, there's no comparison. But why do we not tell the truth about that? Why is that not going out there? It's not a matter of hitting the environment. It's just the opposite. If you really care about the environment, and I want to know, are all these people with climate change, are they getting ready to go have an outhouse? Is that what they plan on doing because, you know, they don't like the way we manage indoor plumbing, where it all goes? You know, there's all these kind of things. The other is the let's see, the communist takeover of this homeland. How much of this homeland's already been taken over by the communist Chinese Communist Party? Those kind of things. So I put a couple of ideas out there. I'll let you pick which one you'd like to talk about.
Okay.
You're talking. You're on mute.
Hello.
Hello. Do
you
keep hitting your mute
button?
You
said you're going to put some of the ideas out there. No, I didn't hit the mute button. No.
Okay.
I didn't hear what the ideas, you know, you said you were going to read off a list of the ideas. So I was just waiting for the list to be read.
Okay. Well, I did read off several of them. So I'll go again. The very first one I put was the Declaration of Independence.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to read off some of the, okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if I go right down the list, it's what does the Declaration of Independence say? Where are we now? When you think about why we fought for independence. The League of Nations and the United Nations, was this the beginning of the end? Then military-industrial complex, the Federal Reserve, fascism, you know, there's a whole list.
Well, all of them can be answered very, very simply. The Declaration of Independence was the beginning, very noble beginning. It took us a while to, a long time of endurance of the atrocities imposed upon us by King George, we finally fought back. League of Nations was nothing more than the first attempt to try to unify the world under the New World Order, which is nothing more than the Old World Order under maybe the 15 bloodlines. The United Nations is just a derivative of it. What else did you mention?
Well, when you talk about the League of Nations, people need to understand how Woodrow Wilson, he was a big driver of this. And the whole point is the League of Nations, the United Nations, these were all the makings of the one world government stuff. We need, and we've talked about it on this show before, we need to get out of the United Nations. We don't need, if we want to seek our, we want to maintain being a sovereign nation. And that's the big question. What does the average American think out there right now? And I'm talking about true Americans, not all the illegals and whatever else out there. Do they want to protect the sovereignty of this nation? Why would they not want to leave the United Nations? And as what I was saying earlier, come November 9th and 10th, if, in fact, we take over the Republicans take over these houses, and the ones who claim they're going to do so much, the Save America group, the MAGA, that we have to bombard them with letters, phone calls, emails, any kind of communication we at their D.C. office, at their local office, all this other stuff. We have to bombard them with this stuff. We want them to say it's time for us to get out of the United Nations. It's time to shut down the Federal Reserve. Ron Paul was explaining the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional. We need to restore the Constitution and get back to where we are, where we're supposed to be. Then we can get rid of some of this other garbage that's going on. The other is when I talk about the climate change, what are they going to do about this fossil fuel stuff? What they're doing with the fossil fuels is going to harm people around the world, and it has nothing to do with climate change. It's all bogus. You won't be able to make an electric car without fossil fuels. So, I mean, there's these types of things, you know, to take a deeper dive. The military-industrial complex, I kind of mentioned that, but I really was getting into some of the Patriot Act. How has the Patriot Act taken away so many of our rights? And I actually was reading that I guess the Patriot Act was supposed to have been renewed last year, and it never was. So technically, the Patriot Act isn't even applicable today. But how many people know that, and are they still going along doing the same things they were doing under the Patriot Act? You know, and those kind of things. I mean, there's so many different pieces.
point of the Patriot Act. I mean, the government is doing surreptitious surveillance. People don't know that they're being surveilled. They don't know that the government has probably a legal right to confiscate any and all civilian CCTV security cameras, you know, with or without a warrant.
Well, you're
and,
fading out just a little. I'm not sure what happened with your phone. You're fading out. Yeah, just a little, yeah.
Oh, okay. This should be better, I hope.
Yeah, right. That's better.
Okay. And so, you know, but people aren't aware of it. And even if they are aware of it, they're aware of the spin that's put on it by the mainstream media. That's, you know, surveillance by government is necessary because we have to catch the criminals. So, our poor Americans, especially the younger ones, boy, you talk about 1984 being clairvoyant. Well, he knew what was going on. He was part of the New World Order, so he must have believed somehow that the technology would have evolved by whatever year in the future to have carried out the Big Brother agenda of spying on you, using your own electronic device. We have Alexa, we have laptops which spy on you. So, and, what they were counting on was the capacity of the human brain to be very, very stupid. For example, the human brain is capable of carrying in its head two mutually exclusive ideas. They can carry it in its head at the same time, know that they're mutually exclusive, but think that they both exist, even at the same time. So Orwell knew about it, Huxley knew about it, and they didn't have the technology at that time. I don't even think they had enough technology to even believe that the technology would have evolved to what was necessary in order to carry out their agenda. So I want somebody to tell me about their precognition. How did they think that all of this was going to be developed when at that time they had radio, but that was about it? I don't even know if they had TV at that time.
It is sort of interesting to see what their vision was back then and where we are today and where it has.
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty scary. Oh, I see Karen has finally been able to join us, so hold that thought and let's see,
okay.
See if Karen's got something to share on that. I mean, there's just all these variety of things, the state of our union in this next election, how we got to this mess we're in today, what do we think it's going to take after this election, because the election by itself, as I said earlier, the election, even if we're able to take over, get rid of some of the communist Democrats that are in there, the Republicans, you can't just assume they're going to do it all. It's going to be up to us to really crack the whip and make them do what they got to do. With that being said, Karen, how are you doing this evening?
Well, thank you for asking, Sally. I'm doing fine. I'm just very concerned about food after reading what's going on in the Netherlands, knowing that that's going to be coming here, because I have been reading about the shortages of fertilizer and our farmers who are being told to kill their cattle because there's not enough food. We're going to have a major problem here. But to answer the other question, they had technology then. IBM helped Hitler. They developed the program, if you ever had Jewish relatives that were in the concentration camp, they had numbers on their arms. And those numbers were part of, or they were the IBM program, they were the identifier. So the people were not identified by names anymore, they were identified by numbers. And this was IBM, who, by the way, worked with Prescott Bush. Does that name sound familiar? So this is nothing new. They believed in technocracy, and they are the parents of the people who are doing this now, believed that technocracy was their answer to eternal life. And now what they are attempting to do is merge humans with computers so that humans won't be needed at all. And I think what we have to remember is that they are always focused on their goal, and their goal is to depopulate the planet. Bill Gates gave the United Nations $2 billion, and $200 million of that $2 billion is to go to an ID worldwide, so you will have a world ID. It won't be an American ID. It would be a worldwide ID. And of course, this the reason for that is because they don't believe in states and countries. They believe in regions, and that's part of what's going on with our immigration. The globalist goal is to eliminate America and to merge America into Canada and Mexico and make it one region. And they intend to bring, if unchecked, they intend to bring 100 million illegals into America. So we have a really big challenge, which is to make sure that the people in office do what they say they're going to do. And if Kevin McCarthy gets elected, you can, as Speaker, Speaker of the House, or if he gets elected and becomes the chair, he is part of the globalist structure. He does not want America First people in office, and that's obvious by the lack of funding that many of the America First people are getting.
Absolutely. And you mentioned, you mentioned Prescott Bush, the grandfather of George W., the father of George H.W., and it was George W. Bush who came up with the North American Union, which was to make the United States, Canada, and Mexico all one big happy family. So this is where the communist, globalist, whatever you want to call them, especially globalist, of the Republican Party, you got to really watch for them. They're out there. So just because a Republican doesn't mean they're on the same side.
No, and it should be our goal to tell every one of our elected officials and ask them, would they vote for Kevin McCarthy? And if their answer is yes, then you better do a lot of work on them. Because he
and
is
the
a
ones
person.
That are in office today, though, excuse me, I got to comment on the ones that are in office today are scared not to say that because I guess of losing any funding or whatever else. Sometimes they're somewhat neutral. They'll just be neutral.
Yep. And you're right. They are afraid to speak. That's the whole deal, is the fear factor. But as they're doing that, and then now they're shutting down the farms, the Netherlands was the fifth largest agricultural producer in the world. And their farmers were very sought after because they had developed so many ways to do agriculture expeditiously and using, you know, wonderful new procedures and everything. And what they're doing to the farmers, the farmers have not stopped driving around the Netherlands. What they are doing to them is they are claiming that they are polluters because their cows produce methane. This is really crazy. The cows produce methane, so they should be wearing masks. Figure that one out. You see, putting them out, and probably they'd like a diaper on the other side.
Bill Gates blames the cows for the methane.
And then they want to measure the burps and tax the farmers for the amount of methane. These people are crazy. They are absolutely crazy. But the worst part is they are citing the farmers as, I guess they're not calling them terrorists, but they're really close. And they're citing the farmers as being against climate because the farmers want you know, obviously they need the nitrogen to make the fertilizer, and then they have become terrorists, so they are going to, they wrote a law that they will go after the farmers for polluting the earth with nitrogen. Now, in America, we don't have it that bad yet, but the companies that produce nitrogen have said that they will produce 20% less, and the railroad said they won't carry it. The railroad coming from Canada said they will not carry the nitrogen. So we have a, this is going to be a really big problem, and I hope everybody is prepared, and that's why I'm really talking about this, because you need to be prepared. Even if you don't think anything is going to happen, you need to be prepared, because something is going to happen. If once the Democrats lose, they're not going away quietly.
Yeah,
not at all. No, they're going to do more damage than you can imagine.
In fact, actually, it's kind of interesting when you see what's going on today with these people, like the Wawas that they went into. They invade them and terrorize them and destroy them and then walk away and all this other stuff. When you see the stuff that's going on today, when the Democrats are in control, what do you think is going to happen if these Democrats get pushed out and then they are really ticked off, if you want to call it that, and what, how that's going to affect, especially when we've allowed an invasion of this country, how they've put cells. I mean, Obama was putting cells of people in different places, as it was back in the day, his refugee program. And we already know how much, I mean, we know the Chinese Communist Party is on this homeland. How much of this homeland is controlled right now by the Communist Chinese Communist Party? How much does Communist China control of our food supply and our homeland? And what, not to mention the fentanyl and stuff like that. I mean, we are under such attack right now on this homeland. It's just, and if you go and get, if the Democrats do get pushed out of office, what is going to be their mindset then? Because these people are nuts. As far as I'm concerned, they're nuts. Plenty of Republicans are nuts too, but not as the extreme of these, the communist Democrats.
Oh, I think they will go absolutely berserk. And the riots that we saw, I will be surprised if there are no riots, because this is what they, this is the way they express themselves. So they lie, they cheat, they steal. They're right now furious because, thank goodness, several programs have been put together to become poll watchers. People are going and they are becoming poll watchers, poll workers. But another program that I thought was phenomenal was the voter box babysitter. And they have teams of 10 people, and they broke up the day in thirds, and they have people not standing on top of the box, voting boxes, but standing close enough so that they can be seen. And they said that in several states, multiple people that were carrying batches of votes walked away when they saw the people, because the people were, the watchers were standing there with their cameras out. So not that there won't be any cheating, but maybe there will be less cheating.
That's the key.
It's the only way the Democrats can win is if they cheat.
Well, I would totally agree with that, especially after everything that happened in 2020. And, I mean, there are still people who try to act like you're, that with all the evidence out there of what happened with 2020, they're still going to act like it's a conspiracy theory or whatever, that nothing, but that there was the 2020 election was the most secure election ever. Come on. How can anybody say that with a straight face? Well, you know, it's insane to...
Now they are framing the candidates as election deniers. These election deniers are running for office. Really, yes. And they're telling the rest of the country, So now 50% of people believe that the election was rigged. 50% of the people believe the election was rigged before that. We have candidates.
It's been being rigged for a long time, but Trump was just the tsunami routine, if you want to call it that, that it messed up their calculations. They did not calculate right of how much they were going to have to corrupt those numbers, and that's why they had to shut the system down. That's why Hillary Clinton, she couldn't believe she lost. Well, wait a minute, we rigged the system. I mean, of course, they rigged the system. How could I not win?
That's right. And it was her race to win. See, now that it was her race to win. How could it be her race to win if they didn't know in advance what they were going to do and rig the system? So,
okay,
that says everything. But here we are. Many states have made corrections and fixed a lot of their voter laws, and many groups have become voter integrity groups. So the people seem to be getting more engaged, which is refreshing. So, Sally,
Absolutely. You
and I will not have to go out and speak to an empty room like we used to. I remember when I went out in the beginning and there would be a handful of people in the room, and one person always stood up and called me a liar when I said that George Bush was just as guilty as everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. Let me read a couple of comments in the chat, and then we have New Orleans who wants to chime in as well. Let's see here. Okay, we got one comment was, the cows need 10:17. Oops, excuse me. I'm reading the time. The cows need to be fed a gluten-free grain. Okay, if that would help. Let's see. And then the Republicans vote on the Patriot Act. The Democrats cheated. And there's actually a link, senate.gov/legislative, looks like LIS roll call votes. Yeah, that would be interesting. That's not the whole thing, but do a search on that. And then is President Trump still boasting on getting the vax out? I think he's been told to shut up on that. I haven't heard him say. He only talks about communist China having to pay for the leak, the thing getting out, the virus getting out. And then, okay. I'm glad I did not get the vax. That's another comment out there. I am too. I didn't, and I won't. I actually had stopped getting, I think in my life I had one flu vaccine thing years ago, but then I stopped doing that. It was too insane. So, okay. Then let's let New Orleans get in here. Hey, New Orleans, how you doing?
Wonderful. Greetings, Sally, and to your listening audience. I'm calling from New Orleans. Brother Warren is what I go by. I have a show called New Orleans Wake Up, and I always enjoy the opportunity to enter into your conference room and to share my opinion. As I listen to you and some of your regular guests, I often think about a lot of the confusion that many of us are under here in this part of the world. I speak from what is called a black radical left position. And if we pay attention to what's happening in Europe in particular, in Paris, in Brussels, throughout Italy, the UK, the people are protesting against their governments because their governments have participated in a U.S.-led sanctions against Russia that is backfiring on Europe. This is what the people are saying in their protests throughout these countries in Europe. They're protesting against high food prices, high fuel in Paris. In fact, I have some cousins that live in Paris, and I call them at least once a week. I call and talk to them, and they're telling me just how horrible it is with the long gas lines, people breaking off into fights. But in the United States, we're not doing that. We're divided. We're into Democrat, Republican. Some of us really believe the Democrats are the good guys. Some of us really believe the Republicans are the good guys and don't understand that all of these politicians, including Donald Trump, they're all beholden to the donor class. And it's the donor class, it's the American donor class, that is those corporations and individuals and networks that contribute to these candidates' campaigns, that is pushing us closer to a nuclear catastrophe, because the elite class of the United States and their junior partners in Europe believe that it is the role of the West to control the world. And they believe, having lost in Afghanistan, having lost in, let's say, Korea, North Korea, having lost in Vietnam, they believe they can contain China and Russia at the same time, who are equally nuclear powers. But instead of us protesting against war, the war machine that this country has become, they talk about this country is a welfare state. This country is a warfare state. We're divided by these political parties. We're divided by race, because one group, who is the dominant group, feel that their way of life is being taken over by the other groups. And so we in this country are far behind knowing what's really happening in the world. And so,
can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I got a couple of questions here as to why I'm not real happy with what the Democrats are doing for several reasons. But let me ask you, do you support what Biden and, for the most part, the Democrats are doing when it comes to shutting down our ability to be energy independent and to have the fuel combustion cars, and trying to push us all into these electric cars that we can't support even if we wanted to at this point in time? Are you in support? I mean, here they're shutting down our farms so we can't grow stuff. All these different things they're doing, to me, undermine our ability to just survive on our own that way. I think we ought to be able to be an independent country, take care of ourselves. I agree we shouldn't be policing the world. I don't like what's going on with Ukraine. And when it comes to the Ukraine stuff, you got a mix of Democrats and Republicans supporting that stuff. So, I mean, it's truly not the party there. But it's the Democrats who are saying, we're not going to let you have fossil fuel so that you can drive around and go places. And to me, it's a matter of control, nothing to do with the environment. I truly believe what they're doing with the fossil fuels is that. Go ahead.
But, Sally, I don't see this as a Democrat. All of these people on both parties, when the doors are closed and you and I are not in their offices and we're not at those meetings, they're beholden to these powerful multinational corporations because these people give to their campaigns. Let me show you the little trick that your Governor DeSantis plays on you guys. He says, well, I'm going to ship all of the illegals to Delaware. Now, then he takes Venezuelans, and he sends Venezuelans there. There are no Venezuelans under Trump have what you call political asylum. They have a special status. So he's not really taking illegals. These people already have a particular protection in the United States. So by picking them in particular, he was doing a political stunt. Okay? And so what I'm saying, all of these people, now when you look at America's foreign policy, whoever becomes president, many of those same people are in there across party lines. America's foreign policy is the same no matter who is the president. And again, I should mind the listeners, because we are kept from real information in America. In fact, Americans are the most brainwashed people on the planet and are kept from news. We are at the verge, greater than the Cuban Missile Crisis, of having a nuclear catastrophe. If that happens, all this other stuff we're debating about doesn't matter. But because we're not concerned about, because the type of information we're getting in the news doesn't expose us to that. See, we don't even know, I know, those of us who seek alternative information sources, we don't even know the big protests by tens of thousands happening all throughout Europe. And wait till the wintertime sets in Europe. Wait till the wintertime sets in. It's going to be a hot hell mess in Europe. But because
go ahead and give another minute there. Then I want to comment and let.
Oh, no, I'm just saying because what I'm saying is because, and you know what they're telling the people. One of the German foreign ministers at a forum made a comment about a month ago, talking about how we have to stay the course to support Ukraine. Oh yes, I know what the voters are going. In other words, she dismissed the German voters. This is the cavalier attitude that these politicians, who are all under control by who? It's not a hidden group. Multinational corporations, defense contractors, weapons manufacturers, the banking Wall Street financial industry, all world politicians. Now, let me tell you the ones who are not under their control.
Okay. Go ahead and hurry up. I definitely got to chime in on some of those.
These are the people who are not under the control of Wall Street. And they're demonized. Nicolas Maduro in Venezuela, the Cuban government, the Nicaraguan government, China, and Russia, that's why they're demonized, because the finance capital of Wall Street cannot take them over.
Okay.
So we're taught to demonize them.
And China has much more control scattered about in taking over many countries. I believe they're trying to take over Brazil right now as we speak.
China's not.
But, it's actually pretty interesting. Many of the things you're saying are things we say on the show quite frequently about the globalist takeover. I'm referring it to as a globalist. Trump was a nationalist, not a globalist. He was the one pushing back on a lot of this. That is why they hated him so much. He was not the globalist. He was running interference with this great reset of what they're trying to do now. And that's why they had to do COVID, because they could not let him get elected. And there were Republicans and Democrats who did not want him elected because the globalists, such as the Mitch McConnells out there, want this one world order. And it goes to most of what you just said, go right along with who's in control. The media is absolutely part of the process of the garbage out there, and you're absolutely right. For the average American, if all you do is listen to mainstream media, you've been brainwashed, you've been indoctrinated, whatever you want to call it.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
I want to say this, and I want you to make this very clear. China is not trying to take over the world. China has – name one war that China has started. Name one country that China has bombed. Okay?
They
China
don't have
is
bomb.
Trying to
– Have you
You're being told by the American mainstream media that China is a great threat. China is in China. Chinese have no military bases. And it's part of the world. Look at all American bases all in the Pacific surrounding China.
Well, okay. Well
your
well,
fear
hold on
of
there,
China,
I know
your fear, your fear of China is unfounded.
Okay.
It's unfounded.
Okay, that isn't true. The and we're running out of time here, so I've got to chime in here. The Communist Chinese Party are the ones who bought up Smithfield Foods. Go out there and look. That was done in 2010, and it was done with the blessing of people here in Washington. The fentanyl, you're absolutely right. I myself cannot prove that the fentanyl is coming from China. I can't prove the coronavirus came from China. I mean, it wasn't like I was there witnessing it. So there is a point when you have to go out there and do your own research and try to come up with what your conclusion is. But fentanyl, I don't know how anybody can think that fentanyl isn't killing. Is it really that widespread lie that these people that are dying of overdoses of fentanyl is not true? Do we really think that's not happening? Fentanyl is coming from China. China has access to our food supply. China has they're talking about that they bought up that property next to a military facility in North Dakota. Is that not true? I don't. I mean, to me, I haven't gone there and looked up the record. So to that degree, I can't guarantee it. This is it. Go ahead, Karen.
It is true. The lieutenant governor said that they are working out a way to stop that from happening. Of course, what happens is when it's private land, it's hard to dictate in America who a person can sell their land to unless you have determined that that country is a threat. So that is happening right now. And you are correct, Sally. China, not only they own the pharmaceutical companies, they own the media companies. They tell the media what to say and do, what to pull out from China. They're in our schools, the Confucius Institute. And they wrote a book that said in 100 years we're going to take over the world. So when somebody says to you in 100 years I'm going to take over the world, I kind of believe them.
Ma'am, you have to list your sources. Ma'am, you have to list your sources.
I have my source. Absolutely. I read
what media outlets does China own that Americans are looking at listening to? What media companies do they own, ma'am?
I have to look it up. But when you do business in China, part of doing business means that the Chinese government, and this I know firsthand because I tried to do business in China, and when I found this out, I refused to do business in China. The Chinese government, the CCP, which runs the government, must have at 50%, and every process, package, everything must be run through the Chinese government and not the CCP, and nothing derogatory may ever be told. And you can you can listen to Jennifer Zhang, who has come from China. Myself,
I have no problem with that.
I was told, well, I'm sorry, but that's what it is. I was told when I attempted to do business in China, I would have to give 50%. This works with every communist country. You have to give 50% of the corporation, of which then they can have access to all of your patents, trademarks, and data, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what they do. And when I found that part out from working with Claire Lopez and Dr. Pillsbury, and what's the other man's name? I can see his face, but I can't think of his name. Oh, my goodness.
Well, let me ask you this, ma'am. It's their country, and they have every right to set the rules by which foreigners have to abide by in their country. Don't we speak like that as Americans?
I'm not saying that. I am just telling you that's how they gain access to our data. And that's
no,
what
ma'am,
they are
ma'am.
Calling
this is what happens.
I will give you I will be happy to provide you a list.
You should be angry with America.
Hold on, New Orleans, please. Hold on.
Okay.
Let her finish the statement, and then you can
okay.
Because when you both talk, you'll be in your ear again.
I apologize.
Go ahead, Karen.
I don't blame China for trying to take advantage and take over America. I blame the Americans who have allowed this to happen, the globalists who run both parties, Wall Street, the communists who are now have thinks that they're hot stuff, and hopefully by the election will learn that Americans love America, and being told that we have to give up our sovereignty and being told about human rights from China and being sanctioned on things from the communist UN and allowing China to have status in the World Trade Organization, and they lied and manipulated their currency so that they could take over, and that's what they are attempting to do. They are changing the way we do business by using social credit scores, and now they are being used on Wall Street and in our businesses. They are called ESG scores. So no longer will a corporation be judged by the value of its product and the ability to produce. They will now be judged if they are environmentally friendly and have enough the diversity, inclusion, and equity in their boardroom, and allow transgender bathrooms. That's how American companies are being judged.
Okay.
This is
now
part of the plan. So it's a whole. It's not just one thing. It's everything.
It is
everything.
And you can go out there and look about the ESG stuff right off the Fed, because the Fed is starting a pilot program of ESG stuff. Okay, now we're down. I'm going to let us run over just a few minutes so that you can chime in, New Orleans, and then we'll wrap up. And Karen, you can have one last word on it too. So New Orleans, go ahead.
Well, thank you so much, Sally, for allowing me to come into your room and express my opinion. All of this is the result of American capitalists who refuse to pay American workers and invest in American workers and invest in America and wanted to pay cheaper, sending American manufacturing overseas. The other countries have saved the American dollars from the sale of the goods they produce, and now they're on their own path of development. They have industrial capital in their countries. And what China has a mixed economy where the government has some state-controlled industries, and then you have private ownership. Once the billionaires in China swindle the people, the government steps in and control it. Not like the United States, when the bankers get together and come up with bubble schemes that burst, the government bails them out. So American capitalists hate the Chinese government because the Chinese government keeps their billionaires in check. It arrests them when they are corrupt and they abuse the system. This thing about China trying to take over America is an old racist trope. Your enemy is the American capitalist. That's your enemy. That's who took the factories out of West Virginia, out of Pennsylvania, out of Iowa, in these places. It was red, white, and blue greedy Americans that did it to the American people, not China.
Okay. Now, I'm going to comment on that one. It's like, first off, the people in China are protesting these days, too. The Chinese government has shut down their accounts and things like that and had the excessive lockdowns. So you mentioned earlier that there's protesting going on around the world. You're absolutely right. There is some sort of world revolution going on, which actually includes the people of Iran, also the people of communist China. It's massive what is going on. People want to be free. And when it comes to the insanity of what's happened with the corporations, I'm not going to go out there and act like I think all U.S. corporations are wonderful, because I don't believe that for a minute. Let's see. Okay, you're still out there. Somebody was just dropping. I'm trying to keep track here. The thing is, explain the insanity, which you won't have time today. You have to say it on another show. The insanity that, no, we're not going to produce fuel here. We're not going to produce our own oil. Refineries and stuff here where we do a much cleaner job, we have much higher standards, but it's okay to have China and India and the other countries who have no controls. It's their pollution is good pollution because they're called developing nations. China is way beyond being a developing nation, but they get all such special rules. So the things that we weren't allowed to do, they go over and they send it to China, so because China can do whatever they feel like in these other countries. They don't have to follow the rules. They can build coal mines, electric plants, and things like that, all the things we're not allowed to do. So it's really a double sword on what they're doing. It has nothing to do with the environment, not really. It has everything to do with control. And with that said, now, again, we're coming down to the last few minutes, so we're going to run just a little bit over. One last comment. The CCP owns the NBA. And as you know, CCP has taken over Africa. That's another one. And then
South America, too.
Yeah, South America. Yep. Okay. Well, that being said, Karen, go ahead, and we're going to be wrapping up here in about 5 minutes altogether.
I agree with Pastor on everything that he says, except one thing is missing. The fault is ours. America is a sovereign nation. That means each one of us has the responsibility of learning what these criminals are doing, exposing it, and getting it, not voting again for the same criminals. That's what this election is about. This election is about voting for people that never were in office but believe in America and setting the record straight so that these criminals, of which they all are, and they're all complicit in it, there is about 1% of the world population of globalists that think that they are richer, smarter, and better than we are and have the right to tell us how to live, and now they're playing takeaway. And they're taking away the things that we need to make our lives easier. And they started out by taking away our police. And then they brought in criminals. And now they are supplying fentanyl. And I do know for a fact that both communist, the CCP and Russia are funding many of the environmentalists because they, the way that they work, it doesn't have to be a war. The way that they work in the strategy of China is they like to create the dissension and they make the people fight each other, which is exactly what we're doing. Yes, you are correct. It is the capitalists, but it is the corrupt ones. If we had more Mike Lindells, who is the capitalist, then you wouldn't be saying that. The corrupt ones steal. And it's like with the Democrat Party. They can't win unless they cheat because they steal. And until the American people, and hopefully this election is it, said enough, we are going to take back our country and we are going to start by electing people you don't like and don't want. And we're going to support them because they support America and not some global idea that's pie in the sky garbage so that you can shut down our fossil fuel industry, which surprises me since that's one of the things that supports Louisiana. You can shut down our fossil fuel industry and use my tax dollars to go and buy oil from Venezuela. Excuse me, what happened to Louisiana? Why aren't they getting my tax dollars for oil? Why am I spending money overseas? That's what this group of people is saying. We have had enough of our government making regulations and giving tax rebates to corporations to close their offices in the United States and open them up overseas. That's what NAFTA was all about. That was exactly why Ross Perot said the sucking sounds you hear next are the jobs leaving America. That's what started this whole thing. And I shouldn't say started it, more like brought it to the surface so that people could see it. For years and years and years, Sally and I have been talking to people and saying, Agenda 21, they lay out the plan. They tell you exactly what they're going to do. And then they change the name to Agenda 2030, and they tell you exactly what they're going to do. And Bill Gates, out of his mouth, says there's too many people on the planet. We should have less than a billion people. And then all of a sudden, we have vaccines and other events, some real, some natural, and mostly a lot man-made. But again, this climate thing, that Sally is right. This is about control. It has nothing to do with climate. And I don't think there's anybody on this planet that feels that they could be a force against a 150-mile-an-hour hurricane and tell it not to flood the street. Why didn't the people get out and make if they have control over the climate? Why didn't they direct it to go someplace else if they have control over the climate? Humans don't have control over the climate. The Earth is a volatile planet, and what our government should be doing is teaching us and preparing us to be able to live in any environment as it changes constantly. But instead, they make more money by conformity so that they don't have to have thinkers who would challenge what they want. And it doesn't matter what country they live in. They are corrupt, and they all do the same thing. And they want total control over the planet. And it doesn't matter what we say or do. That's what they have put in place. And until we, hopefully at this election, say, we've had enough. This is the end of you, me allowing you to tell me how to run my life. We're not doing that anymore. We are going back to living by the Constitution. Wouldn't that be exciting? And we're going to go back to dollar gas because America has so much of it, we should be selling it all over the place. Why do we have a deficit when we have every single natural resource in this country, but we're not allowed to use them? Now, why are we not allowed to use them? Because they don't own them. Americans own the land when they buy something. When you buy your house, you also own the land that your house is on. That's yours. And that was the American dream, so that everybody would own a piece of America, because ownership, there's pride in ownership. You will own nothing and be happy. There's no pride in that. You don't own anything. There isn't anything worth fighting for if you don't own anything. And ownership is everything. It's your house, your car, your person. And once you give up that ownership and you are complying and just following and getting along to get along, then you have essentially, to me, I would say you've become a slave. So you're going back full circle to where we never wanted to go, because you're giving up ownership by not paying attention. America was founded on the idea that the people could govern themselves. That was the whole concept of America. You would own a piece of land, and you would govern that piece of land. And anything that you wanted to do on that piece of land, as long as it didn't hurt somebody else, you could do. Not all these rules and regulations and things like that. That wasn't what this was about. This is about sovereignty. And the people who are fighting right now, the two sides of the Republican Party and even the Democrat Party, the two sides are either we're going to be world global and goodbye America, and we'll have the North American Union, and they will own everything, and we will own nothing, and they will be happy. Or we can say we will take back America by America first, paying attention to America. It's like building a house. When the foundation is strong, the house will stand. If you build the foundation on sand, you're going to have a problem. And these people haven't figured that out yet. And they have been taught the wrong things. They are not taught an education in school. I wanted to ask the man from Louisiana, what's going down in New Orleans? I've been hearing horrible things about crime and education. I have friends that live there, and they say that the education system is terrible. This is not what we are supposed to be doing. Of course our kids are going to become gang members when they have no hope in becoming anything in the future, because
everything New Orleans
is taken
will still on if you want them to respond.
I just want to say, as it relates to the school situation, all of the schools in New Orleans are chartered, which is a victim of the Republican talking point of school choice. And so the school system is worse than it's ever been, and many children have been and are left behind and have contributed to an increase in juvenile crime. That idea came from a Republican perspective.
Yep.
And I wonder how are you guys going to feel when the Republicans take over the House? They're going to move on your Social Security and Medicare which they're talking about now. So you're not going to have any Democrats to be angry with when you all get cut, when your Social Security and Medicare is cut or even put in. And here go the kicker. When your Social Security and Medicare, is put into Wall Street by the finance capitalists where they gamble with your money, and then eventually you won't have Social Security and Medicare, and then you won't have Democrats.
Okay, let me chime in real quick.
I was just going to say, one of the things that the Republicans will do is they would have a vote before they did that, and that will never happen. And that is
they're
talking
about,
New Orleans, hold on a second. I'm going to chime in here, too, on something else. First off, when it comes to the total insolvency of Social Security and Medicare, those are both it's not something that's happening by today's Democrats or Republicans. This has been going on. They called it a trust fund, but they kept robbing the trust fund. If the money, if they would have left Social Security, had been put in the way it was supposed to and been left alone, same with Medicare and all the fraud, then the programs would still be solvent. Social Security has been robbed over and over and over and over again. And they're all too scared to say that they're going to get rid of it because, wait a minute, you've been taking money out of my paycheck for how many years, how many decades? And now you're going to tell me you're not going to give it back to me because you squandered it out there? You stole money out of the trust fund to go spend it on some other stupid pork climate project you wanted? I mean, the insanity of what they're doing. Monetary fiscal policy is absolutely ridiculous.
You think I'm in some kind of favor
that I think the Republicans are trustworthy. They're not. They're just not quite as bad as the insanity of what the Democrats have become in the last few years.
Watch.
That's why Tulsi Gabbard left the Democrats.
Let me explain this. Let me explain two points, and I'll be quiet for the rest of the minutes left. America is a declining power. It no longer has the force on the planet it has. Developing nations are choosing other partners to work with. So therefore, what American capitalists have left to exploit is what the American people have left. The Wall Street game, the finance capitalists want their hands on the Social Security and Medicare. That's what they want. And it is their money, it is their networks that have provided the propaganda since Ronald Reagan that your problem is government. And so the last sacred cow they want their hands on is that. And that stuff will be put into the private sector where your savings will be gambled off, just like the banking bust we had in 2007. That's what's going to happen to people, Social Security and Medicare. The Republicans are going to work to move it into the Wall Street game.
Well, you could surely have a whole debate as to whether it was ever the role of the government to have a Federal Insurance Contribution Act, Social Security, whether they should have ever done
look
that to begin with.
Americans, we all benefited from it, Sally.
Can I say one thing? There is a town, Galveston, Texas, this town, this community opted not to do Social Security. And they took the money and put it in a private pension with a fixed income. And the people in Galveston made three times the amount of what Social Security made for the exact reason that Sally described. They took our money and put it in the general fund. They will lie every year and tell you to scare you because they do everything based on fear. There's not going to be any more Medicare, and there's not going to be any more Social Security, but we're going to give $5 billion to Ukraine. I don't think so. We're at the end of those things happening. And we have to not be afraid. They will never get rid of Social Security because they will wind up never, ever in any election, any place. And this was tried, what you're talking about, they were talking about during the Obama years, and the people said, no, we don't trust you anymore, so we're going to keep it the way it is, and we don't want you to do anything. And they agreed to, I think, up to age. That was the problem, because people are living longer. So that was a problem, and I did understand that. And I think they upped the age to 67. But it's not going away. It's never going to go away. And it's just something that they use every time we have an election. The Republicans want to kill you. They're going to take away your Medicare. We're going to, you know, put Granny in a nursing home and then give her COVID so she'll die. And we're going to take away your Social Security, and you'll be out on the street living in a tent next to the other people in Tent City. That's not going to happen.
Well, let me say this.
It's really great talking to you.
Well, let me say this in response to what you said. You said that people would become angry with the Republicans and not vote for them again. But this is what always happens in America. This is what Lyndon Johnson says. Tell the lowest white man he is better than the Negro, he wouldn't see you picking his pocket. Hell, tell him he's better than the Negro, he'll open up his pocket and give you everything. That's why the Republicans will stay in office, because you'll be given stuff to hate, like the Chinese. You see, you'll be told you got
to
do this because the Chinese going
to
take
it. You don't have to pick those Republicans. Put new Republicans in it. That's all. And what we have to do, if we want to make a change, we have to make the change. And doing the same old thing over and over again is stupid, and it doesn't make a change. So I think this time, I believe, like Sally said, that the people have had enough. And in Italy, they changed their government. Spain, they changed their government, and hopefully Bolsonaro will be reelected at the end of, I think theirs is October 30th. Many of the countries have rejected government control, and they want local control. They want to work with their local community so that their community gets everything. With all these billions of dollars that they're giving away to Ukraine, why don't they pay off everybody's mortgage? Why don't they pay everybody's rental? Cost less than $5 billion. But they don't do that. Why don't they help Americans? They don't do that either. We need to get in people in office that believe in helping Americans. And I would really like to talk to you about the schools, because my friend lived out there and told me the same thing. And I did some digging on that. Do I have time, Sally?
Sure, you can go ahead.
Okay. I did some digging on that, and apparently what has happened is that the charter schools get paid from the state per attendance when school starts in September. So that's how they make their money. And they get a bonus at the end of the year based on behavioral issues, how many have they had. So when the child acts out, rather than working with the child, they throw the kid out so that at the end they will only have good kids and a high rating. And she said, then where does the kid go? And I said to her, where does the kid go? And she said, now they go to the gangs. She said, the crime is horrible. It's so sad to watch. And, you know, but the problem is not what we think the problem is. The problem is the way the charter schools are getting paid, which is evil of them to be doing this. So that's a different issue. Sometimes the issues aren't the issues. But anyhow, it is really going on in New Orleans, because it was really a beautiful city. He said the crime is horrible, that you can't even go anyplace. People don't want to go anywhere. They don't want to go downtown. They don't want to go to any of the restaurants, because you put your car someplace and you walk out and you never know whether or not you're going to get to your car alive, and when you get to your car, whether or not it's going to be there. So it's really sad. And this is why the people are saying, we've had enough of this. You tried it your way. It didn't work. Look what has happened. We want to go back to the way it was before, where we had law and order, where we could walk downtown, where we could enjoy our community. We worked hard. We want to be able to enjoy the fruits of our labor, not think we're taking our life in our hands when we go shopping or to the supermarket. So it's time for a change, and hopefully this election will bring that change. Hopefully the people will believe in that. And there are some very good signs. I think trading Tulsi Gabbard for Liz Cheney was a good deal. What do you think, Sally?
I will take Tulsi Gabbard any day. And just for the record, everybody knows she did not become a Republican. She's a no-party affiliate.
No.
But she was disgusted. No. She was a Kennedy Democrat. This is what Kennedy would never get elected by the Democrat Party today. But that's the type of Democrat she was. And I believe many, many Democrats are like that. Those aren't the Democrats that are giving us the problem. They're not the Republicans. You know, the Republicans are they're not all pure either. I think the Republicans are going to save the day by itself. No, it's the people who are going to save the day.
It's the people
who demand change and get out of this insanity of what they're doing with the climate. Everything to do with climate change, this is my own personal belief for many, many reasons. I can document it till the whatever. It's all about control. The globalists want control, and they had to build a crisis. They keep going after one thing after another after another. Their crises are false. They're fraud. Everybody, if nothing else, the COVID thing should have been a major awakening for so many people. For the nerve of them to want to take over our bodies with drugs that they don't know how they even work. They never tested them. To demand that they can put this crap in us. And then you got Bill Gates out there, who's a big funder of vaccinations. Look what Bill Gates and Fauci have done this to, I think it's South Africa, where they used all those people as guinea pigs and how they wanted to depopulate. And Gates is out there. You can listen to it come out of his mouth. The right vaccine, we can depopulate the planet. We can depopulate by whatever percent it is, he says. This is the evilness that's out there. And it's going to be up to the decent, good, honest American people that are going to make a change to save America, which I do believe it's not America. I don't want America to be the police. Go back and read George Washington's farewell address. He didn't believe we should be out there trying to run the world either. We should be the example. We should be we should take care of ourselves first. We can't even defend our own homeland. How sick is that? And how can anybody, I don't care what party you're in, think what's going on that southern border is right? How can you think that the trafficking of the women and the children and the abuse these people take, how can any – so do, and unfortunately, the fact of the matter is it's the Democrats who are pushing this crap more than anybody else. I'm sure, you know, the Republicans like McConnell, McConnell's the one who pulled money out of the campaign for Blake Mask in Arizona, to go and to pull the money out of there because he's the one who's a communist and he's a Republican. I cannot stand Mitch McConnell. I don't know that there's anybody more evil than him. Nancy Pelosi is a Democrat. Look what she's doing, how she's getting her money. The greed is across the board with these people, and it's because we, the people, have allowed them to keep playing these games. We have the means to change the stuff, but if we just sit on the sidelines watching silly football games or whatever else, then it's over. Then we want to be serfs. We're letting them take over. Well, you know, it's really pretty interesting. In New Orleans, unfortunately, we won't have time to go back again. I'm kind of wrapping it up here. But we'll have to continue this conversation on another night. There are so many things you have said that you really are in agreement with us. The globalist, the evilness of what the globalists have become, this New World Order, which all started with the United Nations, League of Nations, United Nations, how they wanted to control us, how they think they should have it, and everything to do with, you know, the declaration with the right to pursue happiness was going to be property. and it's Washington that says, if you don't have the right to own property, you don't have liberty. You are controlled. You are totally controlled by them. It's all part of the same thing. We've got to get back to the underlying foundation. Do I say our Constitution is perfect? No, there are things we can change. There are not through the Convention of States. I don't support that method. There are some things we can change, and we should change. But it's the underlying. We got to get back. If we were following our Constitution, we wouldn't have the problems today. And you know what? When they take away your right to travel, what they're doing with the cars and the transportation and the fossil fuels, all the stuff, it is all a way to control us. Take away your food supply, take away your ability to travel, take away your cost of living is going to go up. You're going to lose your house. Many people will lose their houses through this stuff, not be able to own a house. That's what BlackRock is all out there about, buying up. They've talked how many millions of houses they have bought up. They have organizations going out there buying up houses. They don't want Americans to even own a house. How sick is that? But that is what is really going on. They are trying to take down this country. Unfortunately, you have a massive element of it, which, by the way, I didn't get to put this joke out there earlier, and I thought it was so comical. I don't know if anybody saw that thing with AOC and her town hall. First off, almost nobody was there. That in itself was pretty comical to me. And then two of the individuals got up and said, wait a minute, you said you were anti-war, you were this, you were that. Everything you said you were, you're doing just the opposite. So you got to go out there. AOC is the problem of what we have with a major portion of the Democrats in control, not the majority of Democrats, I think, in this country, but in those people. And if your allegiance is to a party instead of to the country, then it doesn't matter. It's over. You got evilness like that going out there trying to take over this, to take down this country. Why would she do this? How much money has she gotten along the way to play this game? It's so despicable. It is so, so evil. But that is what these people are doing. And unfortunately, whether you like it or not, Newsom, guess what? Newsom happens to be related to Nancy Pelosi. Do you think that's a coincidence for what he did to San Francisco and then to the state of California? Who really wants to live in California with what they're doing to those people and to that environment? Do you think California is the cleanest place in the world to live? I don't think so. With all their controls, I mean, you go out there shop and you see the tags that says, oh, compliant with California law, compliant with California law. These are just items you buy on the shelf. I mean, insane of what California has done. And how many states are following California? California has, in a sense, become another federal government. It's so disgusting. And who is there? It's not Ronald Reagan doing it. It's Newsom. Newsom and Pelosi and company, whatever you want to call it, with what those people have done out there. And you know, someone said it over the weekend or whatever, scary thought of how Newsom could end up being president with never being elected. Biden resigns because he can't do the job or whatever. He's gone. Kamala, she can't do it, another Californian. No clue. She can't even have a five-minute conversation that makes sense. The lady is clueless. It's just she is. If you want to talk about the negative impact on women, the women's rights and so much has gone down in the last couple of years. Everything, you know, women were making all this progress to be equal. Well, look what they've done to destroy womanhood. And to think this would be the first woman president of the United States. Oh my God, how awful! Will there ever be another woman who has a chance to become president after this lady? I doubt it. Sick. But anyway, she knows she can't do the job. So the odds are she gets in there, goes totally berserk or whatever else, resigns. After she elects she appoints her vice president. Her vice president would be Newsom from California. He's the vice president. Then she resigns, and then he becomes president. And as crazy as that sounds, I can actually see that happening. Because, you know, Biden can't stay there much longer. He can't. He has no clue. Not to mention he's a pervert when he gets around girls, young girls. It's just disgusting. This is disgusting. So anyway, obviously we've gone a little bit over here, but It's just New Orleans. You really, truly are on the same page. So many of your points you're making, who you want to blame is another piece of it. How we got there is another piece of it. We're truly much more on the same page and the agreement of so many things than probably what you realize or even want to think that we are, because the globalist, the evil, the root of all evil, greed and power, the root of all evil, and look what these people have done. And you got to go back and take a close look at Woodrow Wilson, with what he was doing with his League of Nations, coming up with a central government, then the United Nations, and then all this globalization. We're going to condemn everything America does. We're going to outsource it to the cheap labor. Yes, we want illegals coming in because they're cheap labor, et cetera, et cetera. It's all part. We've got to get back to the Constitution. We've got to believe in teaching God can be in the schools again. We've got to have faith. We have to be one nation under God, which we're not today. The majority of people don't seem to follow. Well, I won't say the majority. An evil element does not believe we are one nation under God, does not believe in God we trust. And if you have no moral foundation, you can't survive. A free society will never survive. And that was another one from our founders. It really is the truth. So, again, I know I'm ranting probably a little bit too much, but it's just so frustrating because I truly believe the majority of Americans, Democrats and Republicans, and no party affiliates, have the core foundation of believing in this Constitution and believing in the underlying foundation of what this country is founded on. We've allowed a bunch of evildoers to take over, evildoers on both sides. Are we going to allow them to destroy this country, or are we going to say enough? And, you know, I was talking about we get these Republicans in there, we got to bombard them with all the emails, letters. Don't just send the letter to Washington. Send it to their offices, too. Bombard them with the information. But the Democrats have to do it, too. Democrats, do you really agree with what Pelosi has done? Do you really think it's right that she and her family has made all sorts of money, the insider trading crap? The evilness is there on both sides. Don't support the evilness of Democrats or Republicans. And I'm telling you, if the Republicans don't do right, there will be a MAGA party for 2024. The Democrats, I think the rumor has it, they're already trying to rename themselves, repackage themselves, because now they're being called Marxist communists, which is what a small group of them who are in high power and higher positions are creating out of the Republican Party. That's why Tulsi Gabbard left the Republican Party, because of what they become by that group. So anyway, I'm going to stop there because I could probably rant for another 20 or 30 minutes on that same thing, but ultimately it is up to we the people. Read the Declaration of Independence. Read the Constitution. If you think America is such a terrible place and you want to go live in China or Ukraine or Russia or Mexico, wherever it is you want to go, if I can figure a way to do it, I would be more than happy to set up some kind of a fund, whatever it be. If you hate America so much you'd rather be in China or wherever, let's see what we can do to get you a one-way ticket to the country that you think is so much better and will make you happy. There's no reason to stay in America if you're not happy. But if you're going to be in America, let's get back to the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Let's be what we're supposed to be, not what we have become. Let's get back to what this country was founded on and make the changes we need to make on our Constitution to take care of it, too. We have that right. And it's time we took our country back and told these morons that are supposed to be representatives to cut the crap and do their job based on what we tell them, not who's paying them off by whoever in this global world environment that we have. And that is it. I think that summarizes it pretty good. With that being said, thank you for tuning in, everybody. Please be good to each other. Please say a prayer for our country. We need it. We must come together as a people. We must be united. We cannot continue on the path we're on now. And with that being said, God bless America, and we will talk again next week. Thank you, New Orleans, and thank you, Karen, and everybody else. Have a very good night. God bless America.